Hello and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. With the emergence of AI and the availability of online forms, some people are deciding to forego professional legal advice and are turning to the internet instead. Here to explain why a trained solicitor is a better option is our Legal Eagle, Emma Houghton, a partner at Berry & Lambert Solicitors. Welcome, Emma, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Anne. It's nice to see you again.
So after picking your legal brain on a few Legal Eagle episodes, I would certainly come to you for expert legal advice, but I know it can be tempting to think you can do it yourself. So when it comes to life planning, what are the main benefits of employing a solicitor rather than doing the work yourself?
I think my main point in relation to that is there's less chance of the work being legally wrong by not complying with legal requirements or not meeting the instructions. A good example of this is with wills in particular. As a solicitor, I know the legal requirements for creating a valid will, but an individual may not. An example is sort of under the Wills Act 1837, a will's got to be signed in the presence of two witnesses. However, there can be some conditions as to who can act as the witness. For example, under the Wills Act, if a spouse of a beneficiary acts as a witness, this would invalidate the entitlement of the beneficiary under the will. That's something I'm aware of. However, a layperson may not be, and I have seen an example through my experience where this has actually happened. In relation to sort of comparing us with a wills writing service, we spend a lot of time gaining information about our client and their background and their financial information to ensure that the will is not only complying with legal requirements for making a will, but that the wishes are understood and are reflected in the will. And I've seen this cause huge issues where I've seen a will writing and it's quite evident, because it's legally wrong, that they haven't taken the client's instructions correctly and their wishes were not met.
So that's with regards to wills, but what about other areas of law?
Yes, so for example, lasting powers of attorney, the procedure can be quite complex. There's a strict order in which all parties must sign. There are duties and responsibilities under the Mental Capacity Act for those who will be attorneys, and they must be made aware of them. A solicitor knows the legal requirements and can assist in making sure the document is completed and signed correctly, and the relevant duties are explained to the client and the attorneys in a way that is hopefully clear and make sure they understand that. The forms also require what's called a certificate provider, and this is a professional who confirms at the time of signing that the person wanting to appoint an attorney understands the effect of the documents, and a solicitor can act as the certificate provider. You can also have, for example, in relation to probate, there's a benefit to us administering an estate or assisting in administering an estate. With our legal knowledge, a solicitor can assess whether a grant of probate is needed to administer the estate, can consider the available nil rate allowances and transferable nil rate allowances to calculate if at all any inheritance tax is due, and make sure that's paid, because obviously that's a duty of the executor to make sure that's correct, because they could be negligent. And also consider any other tax issues that may arise, for example, income tax and capital gains tax. So it's a big assistance to a lay executor and make sure things are done correctly and they're complying with their duty, really.
So employing a solicitor can avoid mistakes. So what steps do you and the team at Berry & Lambert take to ensure the standard of work compared to the DIY approach?
Well, I think, firstly, we have an amount of experience after initial qualifications and being in the area of law and training, and also further qualifications and memberships are really important in the areas we practice in to make sure we are up to date. Myself and one of my colleagues are members of the Society for Trust and Estate Practitioners, or STEP for short, where you do further study and qualifications to advise on trusts and estates, for example. I'm also a committee member for STEP in Kent. I'm also a member of Association for Lifetime Lawyers, as we've previously mentioned.
You tend to hide your light under a bushel here, but you are very, very qualified. And also the team at Berry & Lambert's across the board. I know you've won many awards. So how does this benefit your clients?
I think these organisations have a benchmark or a standard of care and provide us with continuous training and legal updates, which we really pass on to the client to provide a higher quality of service and also ensure that our legal knowledge is the best it can be and its success and kept up to date. I think the standard of service can be seen, and then it hopefully does help the client, because we have just won a recognition by winning the LawNet Award for Department of the Year. This is a national award for recognising the department's service to clients from a national organisation, and it dedicates itself to the quality of legal advice and to service of clients. So I'm really proud of the team for the hard work and the service they've given our clients in getting this regulation. It's really something.
It really is. Thank you so much, Emma. Some free legal advice there from the award-winning team at Berry & Lamberts. So you can listen back to this and previous Legal Eagle episodes on the West Kent Radio website. And there is no substitute for the legal advice offered by qualified solicitors. So do contact the friendly and knowledgeable and award-winning team at berryandlamberts.co.uk for any legal queries. And join us next month on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle.